This is Tom Bernard. Can't get enough of sports talk with Phil Mackey and Judd Zolgad? Tune in to the new Tom Bernard Show podcast Monday through Friday as Phil and Judd join me to discuss the latest sports headlines and whatever else comes to mind.
Just download the Tom Bernard Show app wherever you get your podcasts or visit TomBernardShow.com. It's another way to get more from me and Judd talking sports and having fun with Tom. And it's all at your fingertips. Download the Tom Bernard Show app now and join the conversation.
Here we go.
What are we leading with?
Sports. Well, you know what we
have to
do.
I've been overcomplicating things.
Yes, sir.
I've always said prior to yesterday, this is the weirdest 10-2 football team I've ever seen. I've overcomplicated. They're weird because they've won all these games by getting out-statisticed.
Yes, and they're weird because their defense is no good.
Right.
But they keep figuring out a way to win. And then until yesterday, the defense would suddenly show up in the fourth quarter and make the other team punt once in a while.
Right.
Give them a chance to come
or
back.
Or get a key turnover.
And guess what? If Detroit doesn't throw the pass to that tackle and get that first down, the Vikings are going to tie the game and be going for two. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're going to be going for – it's going to be 31-29, and they're going to be going for two because they're going to get the ball with 2.5 minutes, and your guy will do something. Jefferson will catch a 40-yarder, and they'll score a TD, and then they'll be going for two. So they were one, which was a great play of tricking that guy. What an athlete that guy is for 320 or
whatever
it is. But if they didn't do that, they got to they're punting to the Vikings.
You know, I don't want to see any post game after yesterday's game. All I wanted was a GoPro on this guy.
Just got ejected.
Yes,
because that guy was in a good mood.
Oh, he was.
Detroit down.
When's the last
crowd was fired up?
Yeah. Well, Detroit recently beat the Vikes.
No,
last year didn't they?
They might have beat them last year.
Yeah, last year they lost on the last second.
Yeah.
To the
Detroit. I've felt sorry. I've had a soft spot for those suffering fans.
Yes, and this team is now up to six.
Six and seven.
They're in the hunt.
But they Detroited at least three games early this year.
Well, they should have beat the Vikings here.
Including one here. You know, they had the Vikings beat here and they gave it away. And they had two others they gave away. But I don't know. They got to 1-5, and then they no-showed and got their ass kicked by somebody. Who was that?
I'll look
and
it
you
up.
Thought they finally said, okay, we can't do this. But this guy got them playing again.
Yeah.
With all their hard luck losses, he got them playing again. And they're offensively,
what are
they're
they
really
now? Six
good.
And six?
Six and seven.
Six and seven.
Here's what's screwing them up, though. The Giants and the Commanders tied about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So it... that tie could get both of those teams in the playoffs at 6-7 because they could go – if these guys would get in if they run the table, but if they go 9-8, those teams would probably both be 9-7.
So how about this for your Detroit Lions?
You can't go 9-8.
Yeah, there's 17 games
now. Oh, I thought there was – Joe. Okay. We increased it one. We weren't getting enough work out of these fellas.
Yeah.
We weren't getting enough head injuries.
Week one, they...
Did you see the concussion that Russell...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Russell, that does not... that did not look good.
He got his bell rung,
man. He's not going to play the rest of the season, I don't think.
Your Detroit's lost to the Eagles by a field goal, 38-35 in week one. They beat Washington. They nearly lost to the Vikings. They lost to the Seahawks 48-45 in Seattle.
Yes.
Then they got shut out by the Patriots 29-0.
I guess that was the one I was thinking of.
And then they lost to the Cowboys and the Dolphins. Then they beat the Packers, the Bears. They crushed the Giants, and they almost beat the Bills. They lost to the Bills by a field goal and then dispatched to the Jaguars 40-14.
They're playing hard.
You
know
what I'm rooting for?
What?
You heard the hype about this weather all week coming. This is going to be bad weather. I hope it gets to Buffalo by Saturday because you got Miami at Buffalo Saturday night on TV.
When's it going to start snowing here?
Tomorrow.
Because I have tasks to do.
Like outdoor stuff?
Well, it would call going places.
I would get that stuff
do that
done
before.
Early.
So Tuesday night is going to be bad?
Apparently, but you know what? They don't know any more than you do.
Oh, the You're wrong.
Oh, no, you're wrong.
Modern meteorologists are geniuses. Well, they tell you it's going to start snowing at 4:15. It does.
Okay.
Compared to what it used to be.
You got to do shopping, that kind of stuff?
No, I got to go talk to somebody.
Patrick, my advice would be get it done early.
The Wongs and us were going to go out for dinner 2 weeks ago and got snowed out. Well, now we're going to get snowed out again?
It might be more rain.
No, more rain. Rain, not snow. You're
rain.
Fine.
I don't like rain.
I know, but
you know what
you
it turns to? Ice.
Yeah.
That's the way that works. You got your rain, and then it gets colder, and then it turns
I know
to
how
ice.
It works. You get your black
you
ice.
You got that, you know, that rain you comes know, down from Calcutta. That, you know.
That was one of my favorite things that you did during the Super Bowl week when it was here, was when you were alerting your national media friends about the snow that was coming, and you said, "Don't worry, folks. This is usually followed by blinding wind chills."
Yes,
here
right.
In the metro.
Don't worry. That's what we needed, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You, that good snowstorm, and then 2 days later, it's 82 below zero.
Because all people did when they came here was bitched about the cold.
And they never. We never even gave it to
no,
them.
No, it was mild.
Oh, it was nice.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how about this, Patrick? Talking about the Lions' schedule. So they play the Jets next Sunday.
Jets are going in the tank, but
they can beat the Jets.
A Christmas Eve showdown with your Detroit Lions at the Carolina Panthers.
Wow,
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
How pathetic is that?
Carolina's.
You think you saw the drunk guy who didn't get home one time on Christmas Eve?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was the guy. I got a lot of trouble with that.
Yeah.
I wrote the column about that that appeared on Christmas morning of the two little kids, a 6-year-old and 9-year-old, crying outside the locker room. Let my daddy go. And I think your old pal McGuire was running the operation then, and he said,
"He, my pal."
He said, "That was unnecessary."
Mm-hmm.
Well, it happened.
I was making an observation.
I didn't make it up.
No, it actually happened.
I was talking about people drinking too much on Christmas Eve. That used to be a big problem, but at least Dad would do it at the bar and come home at 5.
Right.
He wouldn't get jailed for being drunk outside the Vikings locker room.
Trying to get into the locker room.
I'd say, come on, guys, let's go down and see the boys. Let's go down. Come on in and see the fellas.
Come on in and meet the
fellas. Now, I'm always curious, because that was after a Viking loss to the Packers. Was he upset with the team?
No, he was taking his boys.
Was that a Christmas Eve day game?
2 o'clock. Yeah. 2 o'clock.
They shouldn't
and
have those.
I got to tell you. I was walking through I got there late, so I got there like 1:45. I was walking through a jammed corridor in which 60% of the people already were. Is that as drunk a Viking crowd as you've ever seen?
I was there with my fiance at the time, now wife, and another couple. And
were
I got to say.
You guys tuned up yet?
Not really. Mm-hmm. I mean, a little bit.
How did people drive home?
But that was a really drunk Viking crowd that day.
Oh, God, it was terrible. Well, they just get in the car and, they try to miss each other. But, stuff happens.
Try to miss each other.
So this year, will there be games on Christmas Eve?
Oh, we got a bunch of Christmas.
Oh,
and
yeah.
What about Christmas Day?
I think it's got a triple header, right?
Yeah, there's a.
Christmas Day's got a Christmas. It's Christmas on Sunday?
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. They got a bunch. They got a normal schedule.
Bah.
Yeah.
Football.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, when do we play Christmas Eve, though, right?
We got the Giants at the Ziggy on Christmas Eve.
The Giants?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay.
Positive. We play the Colts this weekend.
That's only on the NFL Network.
The Colts
that game?
We play the Colts Christmas Eve. No, not the Christmas Eve. I'm thinking this Saturday.
This Saturday.
There are
the
three
Colts.
Games.
And we play the Colts.
On the NFL Network.
You got the NFL.
I got that.
I looked.
You have to say it in the microphone?
I did.
Okay. The Colts are terrible. Our boys are going to finish either 13-4 or 14-3 because they might not play anybody against the Bears, so maybe they'll lose the last game. But in Chicago,
what if the Packers have a little pride for that game?
They got no shot. They're out, aren't they?
Not officially yet, but they're close.
You know what? You want a ticket for Lambeau? You've always dreamed of going to Lambeau.
This is your
You'll
shot.
Have no problem getting tickets for Lambeau.
Yep.
When is that?
That's the second to last game of the year. I think that's the first.
Well, the season, Joe, does not end until
January 8th.
The second Sunday in January.
Good Lord.
January 8th. We used to play the Super Bowl on the 11th.
Yep.
Now we're playing the first round of the playoffs. I mean, because of 17, they want to stay away from Labor Day, but they don't mind going into
March,
late February. So,
well, although I did see Jerry Jones thinks that it'd be a great idea for an 18th regular season game.
Really?
Well, they all do, but you know, the players are
good luck with the union.
Well, they got the 17th out of them. They let them sign up for the 17.
Would they just take away one preseason game then?
Kirk Cousins, with this offensive line, and you give him 18 games and then put them into play. These guys are going to start getting killed.
Yes.
It's ridiculous. That's the worst gutless union in the world. You're sitting on the biggest gold mine ever. Get together, don't play. And you start dictating some terms to them instead of letting Goodell be a dictator. Mm-hmm. You know? But I don't know.
And Goodell makes way too much money.
$45 million or something like that. Hey, what'd you think of Justin yesterday, though? How he set Sammy White. You were probably there when Sammy White set the record.
Probably.
Sammy, great guy, by the way.
Yep.
And
school teacher.
Was a school teacher, yeah.
Is
I went
teacher.
Down and visited him and Mom when Mace played in Monroe, Louisiana.
And we always thought Sammy couldn't talk.
Sammy's great.
That was just colloquial accent.
Yes, right. He was just thick Louisiana accent.
He's almost Cajun.
Yeah. What a just a wonderful guy.
Good guy.
Wonderful kids and a great wife.
Yep.
And kind of disappeared from the face of the earth. He didn't feel the need to hang around Minnesota and try to make some money. He just
where did he play college football at? Do you remember?
Louisiana.
Was he an LSU guy?
I don't know.
Don't think so.
Okay. I'll look it up. Sorry.
I thought one of the smaller
Tarkington loved him.
Oh, God. He basically, Tarkington felt like he
took
invented
him under his wing.
Felt like he invented him. Yep. Yeah.
He played at Grambling from 73 to 75.
That's right. Grambling. Yeah.
Playing with Doug Williams, former Super Bowl MVP.
My favorite moment ever at a Super Bowl. Forcing my way into the big room in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And even with my bulk, all the media, somebody pushes me. And I go over to the wall. And Eddie Robinson is standing there on the day Doug Williams, the quarterback. And I know him from the past because I interviewed him at a Liberty Bowl. And I'm... Spent 20 minutes talking to Eddie about Doug Williams. Mm-hmm. Get the hell out of there. It was great. So that was. Sometimes you get lucky.
Yes, you do.
Sometimes you don't. So
got Edmonton tonight, but I can't watch it on TV.
Why?
Because it's on that thing you got to sign in for.
Oh, the ESPN
BSN,
Plus?
No, it's BSNX.
What the hell
is that? No, BSN Plus. BSN Plus.
You got the Plus.
You got the Plus.
You got the Plus.
You got the Plus. You
it's the same thing as the Fox Sports North Plus.
It's the second. It's the second BSN station
that's
is off.
You got the Plus.
Yeah, you do.
It's not Apple then.
Although, what the hell was not the other night though? Where was the Wolves hoops? Because there's two BSNs, and the Wild was on one, and some other outdoor show was on the other. So where were the
Was
Wolves?
It a late game?
No, it's not Plus. It's BSNX.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
What the hell?
I don't have that.
I'll look it up here.
Oh, maybe. Is that right?
I do not have that.
BSNX.
Yep. I don't know what that is.
And you have Comcast, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I think that's where you got to sign in, and I ain't signing in.
Why don't you get in the car and go down and watch one?
All right, here we go, Joe.
Okay.
Bally Sports North and North Extra, Comcast Twin Cities 863. 963 and 808.
I got 863.
Why are they doing? Why don't they just have them on one of the two BSNs?
No
What's
idea.
The problem?
I got 963. You go up 963.
Okay.
I got
Comcast. I don't know if I have them on my John Height Extra.
That you will have.
If I got John.
Yeah. If you have the John Height channel.
I got the John Height channel.
Yep.
What's he pay? About $2 a month.
Let's not get into that.
All right.
It's an added benefit that Royce and Reavers have loved, and we don't want to F it up.
There are federal laws. We don't want to, you know, they still got a few.
Helps out, too, when you're out of town, I'll say. Wow.
So, really Joe. Nice.
Here we go.
Coach Fleck.
Yep.
Signed his extension.
I'll see.
I was perfectly fine with that. Right? Except there was a quote in there that's saying, to justify it, he said, some amazing things. We've done some amazing things here, including some that haven't happened in 115 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, Grandpa Pat just...
Can't help himself.
He couldn't take that.
You're going to check
him. I mean,
that.
If he hadn't said that,
right.
If he said, we've done some amazing things that haven't happened before, I wouldn't have written any. But he went back to 1907.
Right.
That we've done things that haven't happened since 1907. So I wrote a very fine send-up column, some good one-liners in there, some nice little... If you read to the end of the sentence, you got a nice little cheap shot there.
Yeah.
But not cheap, cheap. I mean, this was, it was referred to as a hit piece. This was a Nerf ball.
Right.
This was not a hit piece.
What the hell did we accomplish? And he said we didn't.
Two straight nine victory seasons or something, which, of course, those were hard to attain. For instance, when Bernie was winning national championships in 4 and 6 years, and they only played 8. So they were tough to get to 9.
It's tough to get to 9.
And then an 11-win season, which hadn't happened since 1904.
Didn't play 11.
But we, from until 1975, we didn't play an 11-game schedule. That's right. The only... So that was, that was, again, hard to obtain. So,
it was.
So I, in my own witty manner, had a little fun with this, this latest stroke of egomania by our guy.
It's unreal.
Boy, the Gophers, you know what I've discovered?
Don't they like facts?
No, because they don't read them.
Oh.
They just react to the headline, right? Nobody, the youth of America, and by that I mean everybody under 60,
right.
Doesn't read it. They just respond, and then they react to the other person's reaction. And I would say, I got last I saw there were Star Tribune had 300 and some replies.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't obviously go through all of them, but a sampling would indicate 92% of them hadn't read the column. They just were responding to the...
And that's a fair assessment of readership in general. Yes.
They don't. And Twitter, of course, is worse.
Yes.
Because they come after you on Twitter. Now, Twitter, I could not respond because...
You were on your...
I was on my 3-day sabbatical.
Right.
So I couldn't...
Did you make off that now?
7:38 this morning, I went into a Twitter spree.
Yes, you did. And I was going to ask if you did make it the full 72.
Yes, although I retweeted something, I forgot and retweeted something, but I didn't.
Well, so that means you didn't stay off of it.
But it was an accident. It was like having a...
Okay, Doc Rivers.
It was like thinking you were drinking a non-alcoholic beer and it was a real beer. You know, it wasn't your fault.
You did not relapse.
No, but I did not relapse at all. So, anyhow, yeah, it was hilarious. It was... It was called a hit job by several people, and of course, as I said, it was a Nerf ball if it was a hit job. So anyway, very good basketball. We needed a volleyball coach because Hugh quit. They named one today, a guy from Keegan Cook, a guy from Washington who's built a great program in Washington, University of Washington. I got to think Hugh had this guy in his back pocket about 2 days after the
announcement.
After the announcement, because it sounds like the same guy, holistic.
Sure.
He embraces the whole team. They're all, and he's been very successful. Took Washington to a Final Four. But my theory is this is also part of the Pac-12 going down and the Big Ten coming up, right?
Okay.
UCLA and Southern Cal, two of his big rivals, are coming to the Big Ten.
I am supposed to
I'm
ask
sure the
you,
money was good, but...
I'm supposed to ask you, a young volleyball fan that I'm married to wanted to know if the Gophers, if that loss was bad. Because weren't they projected to be a Final Four team?
Well, not really. Oh. They were good. They still would have ran into number one Texas if they'd beaten Ohio State. But they and Ohio State were the same.
Okay.
Same team, okay. And they got beat. But it wasn't a bad loss. Okay. I mean, Ohio State's really good. So
are they done for the year?
Yeah. They got beat in the Sweet 16. They had been playing so well, people thought they'd beat Ohio State because last time they played them, they beat them in four sets. But Ohio State earlier this year had beaten the Gophers in three sets at home, so I don't think it was a big surprise.
Okay.
They didn't play great, though, from what I understand.
Anyway. I think that's becoming a parent's favorite sport.
Oh, no question. Yeah.
Because they don't take more than about 35 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they get them over. And
it's become my favorite.
For girls?
Yep.
You got niece, granddaughters playing it?
Yep, and they're over in a heartbeat. Let's go here. Let's play some volleyball.
Although
if you end up in college, they can play four sets.
Still wouldn't take long.
Five sets. Well, they can take
hour
2 hours.
And a half.
They can take 2 hours.
Yeah.
But these are grueling.
Based on what I've observed, I don't think that's a problem.
Well, problem is you don't have long volleys.
Right.
In other words, if somebody hits, you might be an age group that if somebody hits it over the net, it ain't getting hit back.
Did you guys see the video of speaking of long volleys? I can't remember the name of the school. The gal that made the save diving into the table.
I did see that.
Unbelievable.
That's a hell of a game at that level.
Oh, it is. It's by far the best women's sport.
I got a kid I used to have who played male volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything like it. He was bruised and battered.
Oh, God. I've told you, one of the most this is 30 years ago when they weren't as good as they are now. Before I went to Barcelona, 92, I was out on the West Coast, and we had someone with a fringe connection to Minnesota on volleyball. But I went down there where they were training, and the men were training in Balboa Park at this old, air-conditioned arena,
mm-hmm.
And this was the men, the Olympic team, playing basically 6-on-6. And they were all 6'5" and looked like Mark Spitz and just knocked the crap out of the ball. It was unbelievable. And it's gotten better in 30 years, you know. It's amazing hard they hit the ball. Well, your tall, gangly grandson is probably average size up front, right?
Oh,
6'6", 6'7". Yeah. And you know, we're going to have boys volleyball.
In this state?
In this state, finally.
As a varsity sport?
It'll be interesting if it hurts basketball. It might. And I don't think it'll hurt hockey.
Oh, they're going to play it as a winter sport?
I don't know when they're going to play it. The girls play in the fall. Maybe they'll have the boys play in spring. I don't know what they'll do.
Well, then it'll kill baseball is what it'll kill.
Nah, the baseball players aren't volleyball players. Nah. They're short, little stubby guys.
Unfortunately, we're losing baseball players to every other sport.
Yeah, lacrosse. If you're going to play lacrosse, go out east and get out of here. Move out of town. Move out of town. We don't need that. We don't need that silly game. You ever watch lacrosse, Joe?
Nope.
Can't see the ball.
Nope.
You ever watch it on TV? You can't see the ball.
I heard
if
of a
you
new.
If you think it's hard to see the puck, you should try to see the ball.
There's a new sport starting.
What?
On ice fighting, where the heck with the puck and sticks and everything, you fight.
Just beat each other
on the ice. Yeah.
Boy, my 83-pound grandson would be in trouble in that game. He would not do not do too well.
The player I'm thinking of is the I believe she's the captain for Houston when they played South Dakota.
Ooh,
that was an impressive display
effort.
I believe Houston did win.
Know who's a power in women's sports? South Dakota State.
Yeah.
Their basketball team is
who did I watch the other night? I thought it was Stanford, and then I had to correct myself. They were playing Samford.
Samford, yes.
North Dakota State.
North Dakota State
was playing Samford.
And Son.
South Dakota State. At South Dakota State's place.
North Dakota State.
It was?
South Dakota State.
I got that wrong, too.
Then South Dakota State played, who'd they play? They had a shootout. They had a good game. But that division of bad football's in trouble because they're all trying to get the big guys, and I don't know why. But they're both home this weekend, and if they win, they're going to play down in Frisco, Texas for the national championship. Two teams that don't like each other.
But do those two Dakota clubs have domes?
Yes. South Dakota State plays outside.
Well, because there could be weather. I'm a weather fan. Mm-hmm. If there's a game in weather, I want to see it.
Is that the only reason you tuned in?
Yeah, they have.
I told you before I left. You remember?
Yep, you did.
They have the Montana State Bobcats coming to town, and the Mankato State's Montana State's captain is a kid from Woodbury who walked on out there, who's a really good player, and Raffy Alston, who played at St. John's through last year, is one of their best receivers.
Speaking of a walk-on, how about this kid at Frisco, Mr. Irrelevant, the last player taken in the draft.
Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy, Iowa State kid.
Yep.
Sounds like
he beats Brady. The first time Brady's ever been beaten by a guy making his first start. Mm-hmm.
And it's Brock Purdy sounds like he used to be somebody they threw in the tank at on the Andy Griffith Show in Mayberry.
Yeah.
Go rest that Brock Purdy again, will you?
Although he was asked in the press conference about the interaction afterwards, he said, "Yeah, that was pretty cool." You could tell he was stoked about meeting
Tom.
Iowa State.
Oh, he's an Iowa State.
He's a Cyclone.
They had pretty good teams.
Yeah, he was a good college quarterback. I'm surprised he lasted until the seventh round.
The last player taken.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to start a playoff game.
Probably.
They got a good defense. They'll come and get you.
But who's the kid that's been at the Gophers for about 12 years?
Tanner Morgan.
He's done. No more eligibility.
Right, but will he get drafted?
Oh, God, no.
If this kid was the last one.
He'll get an invite probably to Canada or something, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The whatever his name is, this other kid, I hope he gets beat out.
Calliomachus?
Yeah, because I got no chance to.
You can't spell
it.
It's all about me.
Right.
I don't write much about it.
I can spell.
Yeah, right. Without looking.
Right.
Without looking, yeah. You know, and there's a way.
His first name's weird.
Yeah, Athan.
Athan.
There's a way.
You're going to type Ethan.
There's a way that you can save this stuff and put it on a file and then go pick up the name and put it in your copy, but I don't know how to do that.
No, I haven't either.
On the computer, but there's we had one the other day. This is the end of the line for me.
Yeah.
First name with the apostrophe.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Which I don't like.
No.
And then a hyphenated last name.
Ooh.
You're getting way too much punctuation.
What sport?
Too much.
He's a football player, but I can't remember. Talon, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. Unbelievable. You know who's really good, Joe, and is going to win the national championship? The Gopher hockey team.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Boy, are they loaded.
Well, they're lucky my Mavs are down this year.
Your Mavs are down. Yeah. Did they sweep over the
week?
Mavs are 13-2 or something.
They're not as good
as they were last year. Mavs had a four games. Mavs went five games where they went 0-4-1.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
We did sweep Bowling Green,
though. Got swept by Ferris State.
Ferris State got us, but we swept Bowling Green over the weekend.
Ferris State. It's like Ferris Bueller.
As a observer of hockey all these years, you know what your team is lacking? Firepower, Mankato State. They had the great goalie, but they also had firepower.
They lost four starters, and the goalie, too, off their team. That should have won the championship last year. We choked.
The year they got, for want of a better word, screwed. Was when the COVID canceled that season.
That
was the best team he ever had.
Yeah, that was a good squad.
Do you know anything about the Wild rookie who scored in Vancouver, a shorthanded goal, Connor somebody?
Connor DeWar. Not too much, but you know, I watched a little of it. You know, it looked good. Sammy Walker, the Gopher.
Really?
Who was kind of a later draft choice.
My brother was telling me, you got to check out this Connor DeWar.
He likes him.
They interviewed him between periods.
Oh, really?
And he was laughing his ass off. And I didn't see it.
Just laughing
My brother was laughing at this guy.
Oh, because he's
saying
hillbilly?
He's very weird. He's very different.
Well, let's see where he's from. He's probably from Saskatoon.
He's probably from the hinterlands.
Red Deer or
Bloodlust or whatever the hell they have up there. But I want to see him. I want to hear him talk.
Connor DeWar. I know he's playing now because they've had a few injuries.
He came up from the Iowa Wild.
Yes.
He scored a shorthanded goal.
Really?
Well, that'll get him another game in the lineup.
Where do you get DeWar? From DeWolves.
From DeWolves.
The Pass, Manitoba. Manitoba. Oh,
that's
the
way
pass.
Up there. That's,
yeah, you're
that
right.
That isn't even a town.
He's a hillbilly. Early life, playing career. He played at Western Hockey League, which is a junior league, with the Silver Tips. But they don't tell me where the Silver Tips are from.
I've never heard of the Silver Tips.
I haven't either. You got to give me the name. What the hell's wrong? Whoever wrote this wiki page, you can't just say Silver Tips. You got to tell us where.
Can anybody write a wiki page?
You can if you register and you can edit it and stuff. Yeah. Because once in a while you'll see they're mad at a football coach or something and say, you know, Andy Reid, blah blah blah, who called the dumbest play?
Our boy O'Connell called a dumb play yesterday.
The jump pass.
Boy,
the
did
jump
he pass. Ever.
You know what? Can't remember who the fullback was. The 1957 Folda Raiders.
Well, either can I.
But when my brother was the QB, Rag Arm, they called him.
Rag Arm.
Yeah, Rag was his nickname. They had a tendency to have the fullback throw a jump pass when they got down here. I thought I was watching Darwin Dime again. What the hell was that?
That was the guy's name, Darwin Dime?
Darwin Dime was the coach, yeah. Darwin Dime. But why the hell did they not just throw the ball to Jefferson?
I don't know.
What are you trying to trick him for?
I don't get it.
It's first down, right?
Wasn't yes, it was first and goal from the, three?
Mm-hmm. But the good,
and they even got nothing out of that because they went down and missed the field goal.
Yes. The good thing about that was it was during the 3 minutes yesterday that I listened to the radio broadcast of the Vikings. So let's face it. It's always a giggle if you're listening to the radio broadcast and something bad happens to the Vikings.
Because your guy, Paul, gets a little down.
He takes it worse than the coaches or the players.
Very despondent.
Or the guy who fumbled the jump pass.
Right.
Down he was down. Because he was so happy that they were going to tie the game that, you know, you worried about his health. He was so excited. And then trying to explain what the hell Dalvin did was...
I'm not sure Dalvin knew what he did.
Dalvin didn't know why they were doing it.
Yeah.
But I will say, I think they rushed for 22 yards yesterday.
Yeah, right? It was not good.
They were
getting killed because the Detroit defensive line was so good. But I do believe that same instance, speaking of Twitter, was what caused a bit of a Twitter firestorm when you did tweet out, "Sad Paul is a hoot."
That was a couple of weeks ago.
That was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
That was a couple years.
Sad Paul is funny.
It's a hoot.
Sad. I get a kick out of Sad Paul. I wait for Sad Paul.
I do too.
I listen. I can't listen to much, but I do listen to it a little bit.
You know what I missed, though? Because I also was in the car running to grab a few things from the grocery store, and we're not nearly drunk enough on the Viking call-in show after a victory or after a loss like that.
What happened?
Where's our booze hounds? Come on here. Yeah. That's why I tuned in.
And I tried to watch our guys on the
The Viking vent line. Yeah.
Vent line, yes. Daily, Purple Daily. Yeah. Same boring guy. You know,
come
same,
on here.
The same stuff. You gotta be calling in hammered and start pounding. But one thing is, I think when you try to do it through the internet, you gotta register and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's too much work.
And if you're properly hammered, it's probably difficult to do that.
Right, you can't do it.
Yeah, that's not any fun. Mm-hmm.
What else is going on in the sports? Oh, Mike Leach.
What's that story about?
I don't know if he died yet, but a massive heart attack.
Oh, is that what it was?
A weird guy. Two very weird stories. Glenn Mason has told this one, and before the Insight Bowl, wasn't it the Insight Bowl? Yes. Or what was the bowl that Mason ended up getting fired because
it was the Insight Bowl,
lost
wasn't
at it? Texas Tech. It was being played in where?
In Texas.
No, it was in either Phoenix or, but the sponsor was on the net on the stock market. Mm-hmm. It was a stock market. So they had Leach and Mason come in. They had them, put them in a nice hotel, took them out to a nice dinner, and then the next morning they were going to ring the bell. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was NASDAQ or the big stock market. I'm not sure. But I think it was NASDAQ. But the famous story is, Leach, they're walking back to the hotel, and Leach said, and Leach was wearing a like a t-shirt and a sport coat.
Yeah.
And he says, "I'm going to see you guys later. I'll see you in the morning. I'm going to walk around a little bit." Well, the next morning, he still got the same t-shirt and coat on.
Yep.
And doesn't look like he slept. He didn't look like he got his 8 hours in. So they go over to the NASDAQ, and they're both supposed to say some little ditty to the. And Glenn Mason says, "Hey, the Minnesota Gophers are proud to be here, and blah blah blah, and thanks for having us."
Yeah.
And the slogan at Texas Tech is "Guns Up."
Yep.
He was a dead judge. So Leach says, "I don't know what else to say, so guns up."
Yep.
And like half the people hit the floor because they think this is when people are being murdered and stuff. So they all hit the floor, right? And he says, and Mason said it was the damnedest thing he's ever seen because he couldn't figure out what the
this,
hell was
this doing. Is my favorite Leach moment.
We failed to get through to him as coaches. We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends. Now, their fat little girlfriends have some obvious advantages. For one thing, their fat little girlfriends are telling them what they want to hear, which is how great you are and how easy it's going to be. I don't know if I'll be successful this week or not, but you know, I am going to try, and there will be some people inconvenienced. And if it happens to be their fat little girlfriends, too bad.
How about, okay, this is going to take a while. Are you in a hurry?
No.
How about the marriage?
Oh, God, that one was good, too.
Talking about somebody asked him for advice. He was about to get married.
Wasn't it a sideline reporter or something?
No. Somebody at a press conference asked him about.
When did he get stricken today?
It was over the weekend.
Yesterday, massive heart attack.
He
likes to drink, I think.
Here we go.
Your fiancée's going to lose her mind.
No, wait. What advice would you have for a guy who's getting married?
Okay.
And but I think this is with the wedding coming up, right?
Correct, yes.
This is preparing for the wedding.
All right.
What should I be prepared for?
Lose their mind. Your fiancée's going to lose her mind. Your mother-in-law is going to lose her mind. Your mom is going to lose her mind. Several of your sisters and female relatives are going to lose their mind. And that they're gonna barrage you with constant questions. What should we wear? And then, which of course my answer was, I don't care. And then, what color should the invitations be? I don't care. What should we have for dessert? I don't care. Should we seat this way or that way? I don't care. But see, I don't care is not satisfactory at all. And you're gonna get caught in a catch-22, and I'm certain that you already have. And that catch-22 is, well, I want you to be a part of this too. So what color invitations? All right, the blue ones. Well, I kind of like the tan ones. Okay, the tan ones then. Oh, you're just saying that because you want this over with. You're not even thinking about it, which is, of course, true. What do you want for dessert? I was thinking of strawberry shortcake. Oh, okay. Yeah, strawberry shortcake would be good. Well, what about the blueberry pie? Well, I like the blueberry pie. We could have the blueberry pie. Well, I thought you said you wanted the strawberry shortcake. And it's just going to go back and forth. And they're going to play keep away from you until after you're married. There's no answer you can give that is going to be satisfactory or correct. And if you successfully please a few of them, the others will still be, oh, well, I just don't feel like he's that interesting. Yeah, okay, so you need to work late.
Well, he would have been fun to cover.
Go in the back room and read a lot of books. Take the groomsmen out so you make sure that they march in just right and they know exactly, you know, these swell outfits that you picked out or whatever, however you're doing it. And in the end, you'll wish you eloped. You need to find excuses that they'll buy.
He said this. This is up in Washington.
To be as far out of harm's way as you possibly can.
He can get a little full of whiskey, though, and be mean. Tracy Clays went out there and was the first year they had a great year. And he was, you know, he hired Tracy because Tracy beat him. In the Holiday Bowl,
that's
right.
Which was
Tracy's last game,
and then
he got fired. And Tracy was like wasn't he the National Assistant Coach of the Year? He was a finalist or something his first year out there. Well, the second year, they had about two or three lousy defensive games in a row. And he got hammered and called him at 2 in the morning and reamed him out with very many foul words. And Tracy is like a brilliant stock guy. Mm-hmm. He's a bachelor. He's, you know, a mathematician, genius, who's got more money and he knows what to do. He just quit and went home, didn't even take his buyout.
Really?
He said, I don't need that. Yeah. I heard this secondhand, but the guy I heard it from is a pretty
very good reliable.
Source. A very reliable source. So
is he coaching at all? He didn't join Tracy Jerry, just, did
no,
he?
No, no. He turned it down. He said, I talked to him. He said, I love Jerry, but that's the worst job in the country. So,
but isn't Jerry going to a bowl game?
Yeah, although two of the victories
who
were.
Who is this?
FCS, New Mexico State.
Who isn't going to a
yeah,
bowl?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
As I pointed out in that very humorous Phil Fleck column, it's statistically, it's more difficult for a Power 5 conference team to miss a bowl than it is to make a bowl. It's about 65% of them go to a bowl game.
Speaking of that, how much of Army-Navy did you guys watch on Saturday?
30 seconds.
Uniforms? I boycotted them. What are they doing wearing that crap?
I agree with Navy. The Army uniforms were cool because they were World War II inspired.
The gray ones?
Yeah.
No, they were greenish.
Yeah.
But they were, that's what they were, World War II fatigues.
Well, what was Navy supposed
to be
doing?
I have no idea. They were something about the space program. But
yeah, it said NASA on their helmets.
I agree. I thought they were.
The hell with NASA?
No, it's the Navy.
How about the Marines?
Yeah.
Get the Marines
in. They got a team?
Well, Navy, they're all one big group, the Navy.
Well,
and
the reason I mentioned it is Navy had 5 wins going into that game, right? Because Army only had 4 wins. Mm-hmm. And because it went to double overtime, the Army-Navy game. And I remember at one point, the announcer actually, because it was Nestler and Gary Danielson. Mm-hmm. And I believe Gary actually said, well, you know, Navy's got a lot riding on there. There's a bowl game at stake with a win here. I'm thinking, they're okay. They win this game, they're going to go to the Pinstripe Bowl or whatever bowl
I
game.
I thought there was this game where they took a military team no matter what, but maybe I'm
oh,
wrong.
Do they really? Oh, I maybe I okay.
But the Navy coach got fired.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yesterday after 15 years. Really a neat Ken, I can't pronounce it. He's a Polynesian guy.
I felt bad though.
He was 15 years.
The Navy running back that fumbled at the goal line. Mm-hmm. I felt bad for that kid.
You know what the answer is?
What?
Don't fumble at the goal line.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know what Leach would have said? But I suppose your fat little girlfriend will tell you how great you were. So,
and did he get away with that soliloquy about fat little girlfriends?
I guess he did.
Well,
could he today?
No, because
I'd be rooting for him.
It was only about 6 years ago.
They ran him out of, where did they run him out of? Because
Texas Tech, because he locked.
That's Craig what it was.
Allegedly locked Craig James' son
in a broom closet.
Yeah.
Because the kid said he had a headache and couldn't stand the light, so he put him in a shed, and Craig James had.
Because you wanted the Gophers to hire him, didn't you?
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah. Man.
Just for the quotes.
He would have been fun, man. Yeah.
My agenda isn't the same
as. And it's an easy name to spell.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to worry about that. But Phil is more fun. I don't think Leach would have said that he's done greater things here than have been done in 115
years. That's
wow,
a long
that's
time.
That's a long time. That's, 1907. Yeah. So that's pretty good. See, I'm innocent, by the way. I was innocent, but they all went after me like it was a big hatchet job. I was just pointing out that he was inaccurate.
You approved of his contract, for God's sake.
Yeah, I didn't care. I don't care. They want to pay him $1 million. By the way, it didn't cost us. We probably just paid through the nose for the volleyball coach. So.
I was going to say, we'd have to drop any other sports, did we, to pay Flex salary?
No,
well, that's good.
With the Big Ten, the money's rolling in. We don't have to worry about that anymore. Money is not an issue. It's just it's just Coyle's interest in whether the sport should exist or not. So
Coyle will have a bowl game in which the two coaches he hired.
Yes, Dino Babers. Yep. He was his last act there, and then Syracuse. I like our chances. Boy, will that be fun. Wouldn't you like to go to New York and pay $800 a night for a hotel room?
Or, no.
To sit in the left field bleachers.
Go out to Yankee Stadium and... You know, it's think of Babe Ruth and all these guys, and yeah, you know, yeah. Okay. All right. We're done.
That's enough.
We gave them way too much entertainment today. Way too much.
That's
you didn't deserve it, but that's your Christmas.
You're like Jacques Lemaire. I give you too much entertainment.
We give you too much entertainment. Goodbye. You have heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.
The best sports tickets in town? Come out on Tuesday, December 12th and see the new look St. Thomas men's basketball team battle the University of Wisconsin Green Bay Phoenix for only $5. Check out Riley Miller, one of the best shooters in all of college basketball and a group of high-flying freshmen. The ultimate combination of team basketball and athleticism. Go to TommySports.com to get your $5 tickets.
95% of Uber Eats orders are on time, which is great. Because the only thing I care about more than football is spicy pepperoni pizza for kickoff. But on the off chance your order is late, Uber Eats will give you 3 months, $0 delivery fee with a free Uber One membership. Now that's a spicy offer.
On time claim based on latest arrival time shown after order is placed. Offer ends 2/19/2023. Current Uber One members not eligible. Subscription will auto-renew at $9.99 each month, starting 3 months from initial enrollment. See uber.com/Uber One for terms. Benefits available only for eligible stores. Order minimum supply.